This is Day to Day. I'm Alex Cohen.
And I'm Madeline Brand. California Governor Arnold Schwarzenegger says the state is, quote, heading towards a financial Armageddon. The state's budget deficit has increased by $3.6 billion in just the past few weeks, and that means the total shortfall could climb to more than $14 billion. Jordan Rau from the Los Angeles Times is following that, and he's here now. Well, tell us more. It seems that this budget deficit is increasing every day.
Yeah, the governor's fiscal director said that basically if you look at the way the stock market has gone, that's pretty much the way the state's finances have gone, and that's obviously down. California relies tremendously on personal income taxes and capital gains. Those are just going right into the toilet. Every month, basically, they've been revising their estimates, and the new estimate is 32% worse for this fiscal year, which ends next June.
Well, tell us why California's budget should matter to someone living outside of California.
First of all, the state is a huge part of employment and the economy itself. I mean, the state has over $101 billion in spending. And so if you can't get California and the other states that are having problems back on their feet, you're going to have a lot of trouble getting the whole economy on their feet. The state next week is going to, California is going to stop spending about $5 billion on its infrastructure projects if there's no resolution, which looks very likely that there won't be. And that will translate into $12 billion in job losses in the private contracting field. I think that the Obama administration has recognized they have to do something about all the states in crises because they are basically the equivalent of gigantic employers, and their crisis is one of the things that's keeping the recession going.
The governor says that he wants money from the federal government, and is it likely that he'll get a big cash infusion from an incoming Obama administration?
That is unclear. The Speaker of the Assembly, Karen Bass, just went back to Washington to try and lobby for that. The problem is that even if the state does get some money, which would probably go to things like shoring up the Medicaid spending on health care for the poor, it's not going to be nearly enough to erase this budget gap. You know, $3 or $4 billion is at this point just a trickle in a budget gap that by 2010 is going to amount to $41 billion. And to put that into context, during that year, the state is only expected to get in revenues $86 billion. So basically, half of its entire revenues is going to be just to plug this gap.
The governor had some pretty harsh words for both Democrats and Republicans in the legislature for not going ahead and coming up with a budget that would address these issues. Why can't they come to an agreement on this?
Well, the California legislature, you know, puts the DIS in dysfunction. It is just absolutely paralyzed. And the reason is because you've got a very ideologically polarized legislature with a lot of liberal Democrats from safe Democratic areas and conservative Republicans from very conservative areas of the state. And then on top of that, you've got a set of rules that just make any type of compromise very difficult. And the toughest one there is that any budget or spending plan has to pass by two-thirds of a vote of both the Senate and the Assembly. So even though the Democrats hold up pretty firm majorities in both houses, they can't do it without getting three Republican votes from the Senate and three from the Assembly. So it basically has to be a consensus budget. And the governor, for his entire term, has been totally flummoxed by the fact that it's so difficult to find a middle ground in the legislature to get things done.
Jordan Rau, reporting from Sacramento for the Los Angeles Times on California's massive budget deficit, facing more than $14 billion shortfall this year. And Jordan, thank you very much.
You're welcome.